Well, Craig, congratulations on a great judging session. Second time judging, first time chairing. What was the experience like?
It's been a fantastic 3 days. And I think the fact it's taken 3 days just shows the amount of work that's entered. So I think the first thing that struck me was the amount of great work that's coming out of the food and beverage category. And across, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but there felt like there was about 16 different categories there. Mm-hmm. So just the breadth and type of work is really impressive. It's been fantastic. And I think also taking 3 full days, you know, that sounds like a long time, but actually to give the work the justice that it deserves and really consider it and have a proper debate, I think that was fantastic.
Haven't seen all the work now from like all the countries and everything like that. First of all, was there any particular project that leapt out to you? Obviously, without saying any awards or anything.
I think there's two things that struck me. I think just seeing some great work that I'd never seen from, I think there's awesome work coming out of Europe and America, but it was really refreshing to see some great work coming out of Asia, mm-hmm. and also some Eastern Europe. Really fantastic to see, traditionally small markets coming out, and really punching above their weight. Mm-hmm. I thought that was great. I think it was really impressive to see some of the ambient stuff really stood up. The experiential, I thought, was a phenomenal category. And then, as always, the TV and viral advertising was fantastic. I probably was a bit disappointed across the whole that, mobile and technology wasn't as prevalent as I thought it would be. And I think that's something to the industry and a call to arms for the industry that we should kind of really address that over the next kind of year or two.
Just building on that, was there anything in particular that really, like, either positively or negatively, like, you sat back and like, oh, okay, or like, yeah, that was great, or...
I think there was a couple of really brave pieces of work that were in best use of media. And particularly, I think, defining what media means. But that was the category that really stood out to me as being really strong and really innovative. Mm-hmm. And even using older and more established media in a really interesting way. There's some really brave entries there that I think... would have been a struggle to get the client to sign off on, and I was really refreshed. And then probably on experiential was some of the most innovative work. I thought, cause related, really made you sit up and get the emotion going, and some good deception in terms of, and then a reveal in terms of some of the great work. And I'm a sucker for that. I really loved it.
What are some of the trends that leapt up to you?
I thought it was refreshing to see there was a lot of LGBT kind of work that had come through. I think that's a trend that we've seen across the board, not just in food and beverage, but I thought it was done sympathetically. I thought there was some really interesting work that kind of struck with kind of parents mm-hmm. and the relationship between children and food. That mm-hmm. was refreshing. And then, cause related or kind of green credentials, again, something that I expected to see and I saw. And then lastly, I think just some great use of humour, fantastic humour. I mean, there was a couple of executions that had us around the table roaring with laughter. And I think, that's refreshing to see in this kind of category.
What would be your version of the best case study presented? How would you like someone to present a case study to you?
I mean, I think there's two things I'd say there. Overall, the quality of the work was excellent. I think the way that we've judged it and given it the love and respect of the work, and sat down and watched every single case study here. I think my kind of call there would be, don't just put the same case study into every category. I know it's a little bit of extra work, but it really counts. If you've got a TV ad and it's got some integrated work with it, recut the case study. Yeah. Tell me as a judge what you've done to earn a place on the integrated roster. Yeah. And secondly, I think just be cognizant that the guys have seen a lot of case studies. I think the music on a case study really counts and it can really grab your attention. Mm-hmm. And then just try and steer away from platitudes. I don't want to hear the blogosphere lit up or a world first. unless it really was, and it really did.
Yeah.
And I think you need to quantify that. And saying it sold a lot of product at the end, that's, you know, that's great. That's what advertising is about. But if it did that, please quantify it and please let us know, or don't bother. There would be my three bits of advice. It probably sounds a bit harsh, but I think it really counts with the judges.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, and great job.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank you.